I'll come running. Hey, what a surprise. James Taylor joins us in the studio. James.
It's good to see you, Bob.
Nice to have you here, James.
I'm happy that you played one of my songs there.
Well, I love your songs, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, James. Which
just made me another nickel.
Now, whatever I can do to help with that new addition on your estate in Lenox,
sure,
Mass.
Sure.
Yeah, I know you live nearby now, and it's nice that you could stop by.
I'm close by, yeah.
I do have a question for
you. Lyrically, you know.
James, you're one of the very few songwriters, James Taylor, our guest, that actually refers to writing the song in the song.
Could you give me a couple of examples?
Well, in Fire and Rain, I believe, you make reference
Fire
to the fact that... You know,
I woke up this morning and wrote down this song.
Correct. Yeah. And then there was another song about when one of your friends passed away.
You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about Fire and Rain. Fire and Rain is really about was a couple of guys got together, we went camping, and to put out the fire, you know, we stood around and, like, gave a kind of a golden shower to the...
I see. Oh,
that's,
really?
That's the is fire that and really? The rain. Yeah, the rain, the fire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See,
stir your ashes, folks.
Interesting to learn that Fire and Rain is indeed about taking a piss on a campfire.
Well, you got to be safe. Safety first.
Sure.
Yeah.
When you got off drugs, could you still write?
But I tended to emulate a style more similar to my much, much less successful brother, Livingston Taylor, who was...
Well, I'm surprised to hear you say that. Livingston, I didn't think you were the kind of a man that would point out the fact that your brother, Livingston, has not been...
He hasn't done well. But
No, not by your standards, certainly.
No.
Not an international star like you, James Taylor.
No.
But still a talented musician, wouldn't you say, Livingston?
No, actually. It's really, just... I'm almost embarrassed to be related to him, to be honest with you.
Are you saying he sucks?
Sucks. I wouldn't go so far to say that he sucks. Mom says he sucks. But I wouldn't, as a public figure, I think it's a little bit harsh for me to actually criticize him to that degree.
No. What about your relationship with Carly Simon?
Carly, yeah. Gaping mouth.
Gaping.
Yeah, that's what I was first attracted to about her.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I could actually tune my guitar inside her mouth. That's how big her mouth was. I would stick,
like,
you know the knobs on it. It's actually called a machine head, but I don't want to get too technical.
Right? No.
I could put that in her mouth and actually turn the knobs. Put my entire fist in there and turn the knobs and tune my guitar.
So you would put your guitar in Carly Simon's mouth and
just
tune
the
it.
End. Just the end.
Just the end.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And there must have been more to the relationship than that. You had kids.
Well, I was looking for a book deal, you know, at the time. Really.
Right.
She's Carly Simon of Simon & Schuster.
Sure.
She's trying to get a coffee table book of my lyrics.
Okay. Well, we're learning a lot here. Fire and Rain is about urinating on a campfire.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
Carly Simon's mouth was the reason James first married her, because he could tune his guitar by wedging it inside of her mouth. Now, James Taylor's going to be at SPAC. Always a great live show. And James,
show's canceled, actually.
It's been canceled?
Yeah, canceled.
Well, I have right here that it's... When did it get canceled?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
He's a quipster.
I see. I didn't get the joke. James Taylor.
SPAC show's canceled.
July 8th. It's still going on.
Oh, yeah. I'm only kidding.
You're not shy about performing your hits live. You do do quite a few of them. What is your favorite song of yours?
I call them crowd pleasers, Bob.
Right.
Oh, CPs. Yeah.
You don't enjoy playing them?
No. I hate performing.
Really?
I hate my fans and I hate the people. My favorite song to do, perform, actually, is Close Your Eyes.
Why is that, Jim?
Because I do it last. I close with that when I leave. So
you walk out with your eyes shut?
Yeah, if you hear any of the live versions of Close Your Eyes, you can actually hear the bus starting in the background.